Yo, what's up, everyone? You're listening to the 52nd episode of True to Size.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome to episode 50 dose of True to Size. We are a weekly sneaker podcast centered sneaker podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. Duh. I will be your host today.
Trudy.
My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I just had too many doubles. So I'm sleepy. I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, the one and only Joel Hernandez.
Chicken roti.
And the second and only Alvin Martinez.
Shrimp roti.
That was a really good dinner, bro. Like,
that's
so good.
Thanks so much, bro.
So good.
Shout out to Lila's and Mrs. Song.
Lila's.
For friend of the show. This segment has been sponsored by...
Not Lila's.
Not anybody. This week, we've got a fun-filled episode with some great topics for each of our segments. And I have a surprise new segment that will hopefully be a hit with these guys as well as the listeners. Today is actually National Pancake Day.
Oh.
So our main topic of discussion. It is. It doesn't make much sense.
Tuesday was wrong Tuesday. Yeah.
But our main topic is fitting because we're going to be talking about stacks.
Ooh,
get it? Stacks of pancakes.
Stacks of pancakes.
National Pancake Day.
Pancake.
And to round out the episode, because Air Max Month is now in full swing, we are going to get into a mini discussion on which brand has the best Air Max collaborative catalog. Ooh.
Clearly, Canada Got Soul.
Hey, obviously, yeah. Shit. Our catalog is deep. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
Joel was ready, though. I saw Joel get ready,
like
too.
This?
Yeah.
Side candidate.
Both of y'all are ready now. It's good. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend, good eye mate, B Raza from Australia.
Hello, B Raza. Hello, bruv.
Braza. What's up, Braza?
Braza.
He says, ayo, quick question, mate. Have you ever felt a pair of ugly sneakers were a must cop based on the backstory, what they represented? Or to complete a pack? That's
English,
his question. Mate.
Just because you add the mate, then it's Australia.
Australia, mate.
So what was the question?
Yeah.
Yo, quick question. Have you ever felt a pair of ugly sneakers were a must cop based on the backstory, what they represented, or to complete a pack? See, that last part gets me because I'm a super completist. So to complete a pack, I've done that before. I don't know if I would say ugly, but something I didn't necessarily need, I picked up just because I wanted to have all of the pack. So my Galaxy pack, I have the KD4 from the Galaxy pack in a size 10 in dead stock condition. Just because I was like, that was the only thing I was missing. And I was like, honestly, frick it. I got offered a good price, so I took it. And then I also have the Court Force High from the Beast, the Atmos Beast pack.
So there's
the Dunk Low, the Air Max One, and then the Court Force High. I think I have that in a 10 and a half. I've obviously never worn it, and I got it from Value Village, which is obviously why I bought it. But yeah, not pairs I would probably ever wear, obviously, because they're not in my size, but definitely bought it because I wanted to complete
the pack.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Nope.
No, man.
You're on the same boat as me.
I don't know. I've never felt if it's not my size, I don't want it because I can't wear it.
Not even just not your size. Like I was a completist. Yeah, I was a I'm still like that.
Still
even
like
with
that.
The OVOs, like I had. I have still the white 12s, the white 10s, but I also had the black 10s, and I didn't even like them that much. I was like, I just want all four OVO Jordans back when there was only four.
Yeah,
and then I sold the 10s, and I was like, I don't even like the black 10s. Like, it's literally just an all-black 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for a while, I was like, I need all four because I just need all four. You guys aren't in the same boat, really?
Nah, man.
Damn, not even, like, for a backstory? Like, if it's something you super connected to, you were like, I really want that shoe. It's not even that nice?
Nope.
No?
I've never... I mean, stories are always cool.
Yeah.
But if I think it's ugly in the first place...
Yeah.
It's still ugly after the story.
Okay.
It's like you walk into a bar.
That's true.
You listen to her story. You listen to it. Okay. You walk into a bar. You see a shorty. She's ugly as fuck. And then she tries to tell you a story. Is that going to change if she's ugly as fuck?
Did you have a beer during the story?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. She's still ugly as fuck.
She's still ugly.
It doesn't say ugly as fuck in his question. It just says ugly. Now you're making me feel like the shoes I bought are ugly as fuck. Ugly as fuck. Joel, you not you either?
No,
like not based on what it represented or anything else other than looks?
No, not really, man.
No? Still gotta look good at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Cause then I won't wear it, yo. Like
exactly, man. Like when you look down on your feet, you're like, ah, oh, shit.
I think right now too, if I could afford to be a completist, I definitely would be.
It'd be different. Yeah.
Like I love the Nike SB De La
Pack.
Yeah. Now that there's four shoes,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want all four shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your favorite one one? Which one do you have? The low?
The lows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those both are lows?
White
lows. No, just the white. Just the OG.
Mm-hmm. The white
OG
and yellow.
OG lows with the pink box. Ugh. I'm going to wear those tomorrow. Oh, no, I can't.
It's Air Max month, man. Wait till April 1st. April Fool's. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com.
Looks like Trudy came out today.
G'day, Trudy. Next up, we have the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, give you our thoughts, and update you about. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop, de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Hella cute.
Bear hella cute, fam. Weird. This week, we're actually going to start with Alvin. What do you got for us?
So I has the... It's the Nike and Jordan noise-canceling pack. These are set to drop March 12th. And essentially, these were made to represent like... so it says here, anyway, on Sneaker News. Says no matter their sport, elite athletes seemingly share one common trait. An innate ability to block out all outside noise and hone in on their craft with the utmost precision and enabling them to perform feats that most could only dream of performing. So this comes in a Nike Air Force One, a Nike Cortez, and an Air Jordan One. And basically, this definitely reminds me of, they're all white.
Mm-hmm.
And then the swooshes, how do you say this?
They're like stitched.
They like protrude.
Like fat stitched.
Yeah.
Like
and they're stitched and you can
big
still,
separate piece. I don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. And on the Air Force, you can see the stitching and some of the string is still left at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me of like the Air Max no liner pack.
100%.
Cause there's no liner, like sock liner in any of them. Very cute pack.
Cute, just cute.
Very cute pack.
Did you see on the swooshes, like they have that extra little piece by where the extra string is at the rear and it says peel before play?
Oh,
does that mean
sick.
The swooshes come off? I mean, obviously you wouldn't be able to put it back on, but does that mean that they're removable?
Possibly.
It looks like
that. Looks pretty cool. That'd be cool if they did. Then all you would see is the stitching afterwards.
Yeah,
right?
You would just see like the stitch left over.
That would actually be really, really cool.
It's a cool pack, though.
Cool. Really cool pack. I love the tongue, especially that little pull tab that they have, I guess you could say.
Very cool. Looking.
Super dope. The Cortez and the Air Force are definitely like cute. And then the Jordan 1, I mean, you can never go wrong with the all-white Jordan 1.
I agree. So, but it's just cute for you?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see about if it the falls Jordan into one. Your lap. I guess I'm going to go next. So my pick this week is the Frog Skateboards X Nike SB Blazer Mid. I'm not usually super into blazers just because I don't really like how they look on my foot. They're kind of narrow. But these ones have a little bit of extra padding from what it looks like. The collar is super cozy looking. Covered in all like light green, mint green, super fuzzy suede. And then obviously the centerpiece of the shoe is a frog. The Frog Skateboards frog, like peeking over the swoosh on the outside of each pair, it looks like. And then on the rear, you got just frog. Where would you just say Nike? You've got like the ladybug on the the outsole on the heel. Just a really cool shoe overall. It looks like there's like ladybugs on the laces as well.
Yeah.
I'm super into these gimmicky type shoes.
Clearly, because that's who they make it for.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Gimmickable people.
That's it, man. They sold me. I really, really like this shoe. It's super clean. I don't know if it'll be a scoop, but it's definitely very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. Let's round it out. Joel, what you got?
Okay, so what I got, the Air Max Susan. Mm. It's, I guess there's a movie coming out called Missing Link. It's funny because I was reading up on it, and it's Phil Knight's son, Travis.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Like, he's a part of the Leica Animation Studio kind of thing, right? And they, so far, they've done, like, Paranorman. And, you know, they've came out with the foam posits for Paranorman. The box trolls with the Roshis and whatnot.
Yep.
So now we got this movie called Missing Link. It's called Air Max Susan, I guess, because at the beginning of the movie, from what it says here, that he introduces himself as Susan at the beginning of the movie, I guess to hide his true identity from somebody named Frost, who's the world's greatest monster chaser. So I don't know, but anyways, it drops April 9th. Apparently, it's 3 days before the actual movie drops at theaters on April 12th. It drops on sneakers,
of course,
for $170 US. But it's a pretty cool shoe, man. It's pretty much like the layout of the characters, like clothing, like the, I don't even know if you want to pinstripe it or
plaid.
It's like a plaid. Whatever. Yeah. Kind of color brown. You know, it's pretty much his suit. But yeah, it's like a super cute shoe for me.
Super cute?
Super cute.
Super cute.
That leather midsole is crazy.
Yeah.
The leather midsole, and it looks like a corduroy. I don't even know what that is. Yeah. Pinstripey, yeah, corduroy, pinstripey, whatever corduroy. That is on like the mid panel. Yeah. Mm. That's a cool shoe, man.
It is cool, man.
Did you notice on the tongue, it also, instead of saying Air Max, it's scratched out and it says Susan.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
really cool. That's I like that.
Small
that
details.
They literally just crossed it out. Yeah. Yeah. That's a cool shoe, but it's just cute for you.
Yeah. Just cute.
Just
for
a
me.
Cute. Damn. We all got some cute shoes this
cute.
Week.
Cute.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Up next, this week in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. We got some good stuff here this week. First up, on a very, very light note, is the Under Armour United We Win campaign. So flashback to a few months ago, 9-year-old Riley Morrison was searching for a pair of Curry basketball shoes, but couldn't find any on the girls section of UA.com. So she wrote a letter to Steph Curry, who replied and told her he would look into it himself and try and find an issue, or sorry, trying to find a resolution for the issue. So last week, obviously International Women's Day, Steph asked Riley to add her own personal touch to his International Women's Day release of the Curry 6 by drawing a design for the sock liner. So what she drew was two girls playing basketball and the words be fearless, girl power, be the change, girls hoop too, and rock the Curries. The shoe itself is actually really, really clean. It's like a, what color you want to call it? Like lavender, like almost all lavender upper with like a dark purple accent. Yeah. Very cool shoe and an even better story, to be honest. Under Armour is getting good with these community-based initiatives they're doing. Mm-hmm. Good for them. Something that Alvin sent us this week. Nike is using Air Max Day 2019 to give back.
Yeah, man.
Do you want to talk about this, Alvin?
I would love to. So since the inception of Air Max Day in 2014, Nike's always had like some pretty serious drops.
Yeah, agreed.
Including last year's amazing drop, the Wotherspoons.
Correct.
Yep.
So this year, as opposed to them, you know, having another big drop for Nike Air Max Day, they're launching an initiative called Give Fresh Air, which essentially is an initiative that allows them to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. They've actually released like a statement for Give Fresh Air. And I'll just read it for you guys right now.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
So. With the launch of the Air Max 1 in 1987, a revolution began. In the years since, Nike and Air have become synonymous while expanding its loyal following. Although March 26, 1987 marks the beginning of an epic Air Max journey, the Air Max Day launches a new chapter focused on taking action. We know that change happens when people come together. Give Fresh Air is a rally cry to unify sneaker culture around a shared passion to ignite change. Nike and our partners will create ways to give air, quote unquote air, to support local organizations and champion the power of community, which is dope.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah, man.
Sounds very, very cool.
Canada Got Soul is all about community and doing stuff for the community and trying to give back.
1,000,000%.
So we definitely support this 100%. And it also says that they plan, like the shoes that they did plan on releasing for Air Max Day or Air Max Month will just be released like in months to follow, essentially. Yeah,
which was the on-air program, I think is what it was. Yeah. From last year, those designs. Yeah. Did you see, I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, Ryan Swanger's post today about this initiative?
No.
He kind of just posted on Instagram, like he posted a picture of his shoes, as he does. Mm-hmm. And then he posted in the caption, like, about this, which was kind of funny because we're talking about it today. Yeah. And he was like, it just sounds kind of fishy that they're not going to do a release. And he was wondering why they didn't just do a release and say, the also give a pair back or... Yeah, the proceeds or something. So I asked him, I was like, so what do you think's actually going on? And he's like, honestly, it just sounds like they had production delays with the on-air pairs, and they're probably just trying to, like, figure something out real quick.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah. So to me, regardless, I think it's still good.
Yeah.
Because they found something good to do with the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that definitely sounds like a plausible reason why they chose to do this the way they did and not really... quote unquote, not release anything as we know yet on Air Max Day. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's still be some.
Still feel like I'm 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like that whole message, the one that you just read out, seems very ominous.
Yeah.
Like there's some, like when they put air in quotes.
Yeah.
They said ways to give air, quote unquote. Yeah. We'll see what that means.
I would hope so. Or like if they do big release, like it should be some like, oh yeah, like some of the proceeds will go towards
like local charity.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, that'd be dope.
We'll see. We'll see.
Good idea, though. I like it. Do you remember when they had that, when we worked at Foot Locker, they had the whole thing, the Get Fresh Air?
Mm-hmm.
We still have the sign that we use for our displays.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cute. As soon as I saw that, I was like, hey, I know where that's from. So did you guys hear about American Eagle joining the resale game?
Stop.
American Eagle.
For what?
Just wait. That was like clickbait. So JC Lopez, better known as 2J's Kicks from UN Urban Necessities, has brought his Las Vegas based Urban Necessities consignment banner to New York City, securing space to sell rare and hard to find sneakers on Broadway inside American Eagle.
Wow.
So this is a quote from JC. Wait, listen, it actually, I had the same reaction. I flew my head back and I was like, bruh, this is just a money grab, like by both parties. But then when they started to talk, I was like, okay, I could see it. So we said, when we first started having the conversations, when I spoke with American Eagle Chief Commercial Officer Andrew McLean, I was like, this is extremely humbling that you've expressed interest in this, but here's my concern. Is my consumer going to get it? Lopez said, and American Eagle had the understanding that those consumed by sneakers might poke fun at this or say that American Eagle isn't the culture, which,
it's not. Okay, keep going.
I think, this is still from JC. So he said, we started getting into who they're catering to, their demographic, and then I started paying attention to who is walking into my stores. 4 out of 10 people walking into the store are wearing American Eagle product, Lopez said. They're one of the biggest vendors of denim in the United States, and I start going to trade shows, and all I saw was American Eagle joggers, hoodies, sweaters, pants, t-shirts. Lopez said he would like to open at least... Oh, this is like a secondary thing. I guess we'll talk about that after. But what do you think, Alvin? What do you think about that? Even after I said, it's their consumer base, clearly. If 40%,
what consumer base, dog? What sneakerhead do you see walking around in some nice Jordans with a fucking American Eagle on? Are you dumb?
4 out of 10 customers at Urban Necessities, apparently.
I'm sure.
That's in Vegas, though.
In Vegas, too, yeah. So, rich tourists, maybe? rich white tourists, possibly.
Okay, and what shoes is they wearing, though?
Probably Yeezys, my
guess. Get the fuck out of here. They're wearing fucking Sperry's, dog. Get the hell out of here with that bullshit.
Yeezy boat shoes.
They just want to play your stupid $5 game.
Ooh, 100%.
And like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Nah, bro. Like, American Eagle and sneaker, in my opinion, sorry if anyone rocks American Eagle, good on you. In my opinion, American Eagle has always been like a surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Surfer kind of brand.
Yeah, I agree.
Surfers don't wear sneakers.
Yep.
If they do, they're Vans or their Chucks or their Sperry's or their like some kind of boat shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like
slippers.
And even in their commercials, how they portray themselves in mm-hmm. the mall, they mm-hmm. don't wear no sneakers, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So how are you going to tell me? I mean, hey, if it works out, good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just off the top, I saw like the pictures of the store and everything, and it's kind of like a pop up. I don't know if it's permanent. I couldn't understand from the article, but the space looks awesome. Like, although it's part of American Eagle, it's like a little separate. Like, you walk through a doorway, and then it kind of opens up into Urban Necessities.
Oh, yeah.
The store does look really cool.
Sure,
but like you said, partnering with American Eagle is just kind of like
you're selling out. That's a sellout. Real talk
feels
for
like
me.
It, yeah,
that's a sellout. You're just trying to make extra money off
like,
American
like
Eagle.
Like we've talked about before, it's like. The business of
it doesn't,
culture.
It doesn't
like,
make...
It's completely separate. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, man.
Like, I was reading, I think it was a Forbes article about Urban Necessities, and it said, like, his first year or second year or something, he broke $20 million in sales at his UN or just the Las Vegas store.
Yeah, that's where people win money.
So you can afford to do it by yourself in New York if you wanted to. Like, it just seems like he cheaped out, and he's like, I'm just going to, like, kind of piggyback with American Eagle.
Yeah.
And take the cheaper rent. And then American Eagle's like, oh, we're going to get a bunch of like, traffic. So obviously American Eagle's on board. For sure, they're on board.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like you said, one of those culture business splits where it's kind of weird.
I don't know. Whatever.
Anyways, I found interesting at the end of the article I was reading. It says, Lopez said he would like to open at least 8 more doors and confirmed the next to open is in Toronto, which should be debut by October.
Yorkdale.
Is he going to put that into Victoria's Secret then? The fuck?
I also heard Yorkdale.
Yeah.
I heard the same
thing. Plus is already there.
Plus beat you to that one. Uh-huh. And it seems like ODTO is also going to beat you to downtown. Just from the talks that I've had. Yeah.
And the pictures and the videos we've seen. Damn.
Yeah. It's the stuff that they're posting right now is crazy.
Yeah, man.
Next up, Nike to release a Shoe Dog Cortez pack inspired by Phil Knight's memoir. Did you guys read the book, Shoe Dog?
No.
I have it, but I haven't read it. I think I talked about this before.
Sorry, I'm not
heard.
A
it's
reader.
A good book.
Though. I want to be a reader.
I wish I read. I wish I was smart.
I'm
enough
more of a picture appreciator.
Yeah, that's why when Kaya brings me a book, she's like, "Can you read it to me?" I'm like, "Hell yeah!"
It's all pictures.
Flip through these pictures. So Nike founder Phil Knight's best-selling Shoe Dog memoir chronicles the early days of the swoosh brand's history in incredible detail, and now his company is paying tribute to both the book and its author with a brand new 3-pack of the Nike Cortez set to release in July. The collection consists of a white, a varsity red, and a game royal colorway. The Cortez obviously is a fitting tribute as it was one of Phil Knight and Nike co-founder Bill Bowerman's earliest successes, as I'm sure most of us know. Do you know, I also, like, one of those little snippets from our article that I had no idea where the Cortez name came from?
No.
This I found interesting. It's kind of irrelevant to what we're talking about, but I found it interesting nonetheless. So the silhouette was originally supposed to be called the Aztec. But due to Adidas's Azteca Gold track spikes, the name was discarded. Bowerman then opted to christen it the Cortez instead, after the explorer who, in his own words, kicked the shit out of the Aztecs.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of really badass. You don't really see that kind of subtweeting anymore. Like, that's very crazy. But I found that really cool. I kind of really like Cortez's a lot more now,
because
that's a really badass way to come up with a name. And then the final thing on our This Week in Kicks docket for the week is Nike's sustainability collection for summer 2019. So it's a pretty massive pack that they have coming out. The The first is a Fly Leather Earth Day pack by Steve Harrington. So that consists of an Air Force One, a Blazer Low, and a Cortez. Fly Leather, as I think Joel has discussed before, is made of mostly reusable plastic. Is that what it is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's way lighter and way more durable. And then they're all decked out in all white. All of them have a mini swoosh on the toe box. And then they have one of Steve Harrington's drawings on the medial side with something to do with Earth on each of them. Then next up, we have the Plant Color Collection, which is an Air Max 95. Two pairs of Air Max 95 and two pairs of Blazers. They are plant dyed. So the uppers on all four pairs were dyed with all natural materials. Jeez. And these are actually so dope.
Yeah. I love the 95s.
Holy crap. The 95s are ridiculous.
Yeah.
It almost, the pink and brown one kind of gives me bacon vibes.
Kind of. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because they're plant-based, so I don't know if it was on purpose or not.
Vegan. Yeah. Vegan bacon.
Vegan bacon, yeah. But, like, they're super clean. Like, I hope they keep doing this because it looks like the color that came out of the plant dye was, like, awesome. Like, right up my alley. Mm. And then the Blazers are similar. It's kind of like a washed-out pink and a washed-out tan.
Mm. Yeah.
And then finally is two pairs of Vapor Maxes that are made from XS Flyknit spools. So basically, when they're done using a Flyknit spool and there's only like a little bit left, they would usually throw them out, which is kind of what I imagine Tim Hortons does with donuts, no? They just throw out the extra donuts?
Probably.
Yeah.
Does Starbucks not do that?
Yes, they do.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Well, they donate too. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Starbucks then. But the XS spools of Flyknit will actually be rewound and used to make Vapor Maxes that all look completely unique because they're all made from excess materials.
So dope.
It's cool. Almost like a what the dunk situation where like the story is they just had a bunch of extra slabs of dunk lying around.
Does that mean that each pair is going to be unique? Or does that mean...
That's what they said.
Different and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
I'm assuming they'll be somewhat similar. Like they'll try for some continuity, but they'll probably be very, very different.
True. Wow.
They're cool looking though. About that. That's a really, really cool pack. Yeah. I love that all these brands are jumping on that
Earth.
Earthy.
Shout out to Earth, friend of the show.
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. We had too many doubles. next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Did anybody buy shoes this week?
No, not yet.
Me either. Not yet. Oh.
Well, this week's done for me now, so no.
It's Tuesday.
Yep. It's done.
I feel that on a very deep level. I feel that. So the only thing that I think we did last week was the Plus Yorkdale grand opening.
Yeah.
So Andy, really, really old friend, founder of Tamed.
Tamed.
Shout out to everybody who was rocking Tamed back in the day. That was a big Toronto brand.
True.
Initially opened up Plus, which is a resale sneaker shop and Supreme and all that kind of stuff in Vancouver. And last week opened a Yorkdale shopping center location, which is like next level incredible, to be honest. Like I can't even imagine what rent is or like what kind of risk that is taking to open up your own business in Yorkdale, but the store looks dope. We went to the grand opening event and it's beautiful. Lots of cool shoes, a ton of Supreme. And I just saw him again, today actually. And he said he's got so much stuff, like stupid amount of stuff coming in. So definitely check him out if you're in the Toronto area, GTA, if you're at Yorkdale, like you can't miss it. Obviously, it's the only sneaker consignment store in any mall. But yeah, and even that, bro, the Supreme pinball machine.
Yeah,
bro, I got to play it. Bro, that's like a $40,000 pinball machine.
Wow.
When I was there, I was like, at the opening, people were allowed to play it, and now it just has like notes on it that say, do not touch. Mm-hmm. Like every time the ball would hit the paddles, I was like, oh, like I feel bad. Like I'm scratching the ball. Like these little metal balls are probably worth like a grand each.
Yeah.
Did the balls have like Supreme? Like,
no, they didn't. But there was a ton of like Supreme detailing on that. Like it was so cool to see that thing in person.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that's just one of those stores that'll probably have a bunch of things that even if you're not buying anything, just to go in and see some of the stuff you'll probably never see in person again. Mm. Like super dope. So shout out to Andy. Shout out to Plus. Shout out to Tamed.
Shout out to Tamed.
Rest in peace,
shout
Tamed.
Out. Jeez. Bring it back.
Mm-hmm. Bring it back. I mean, he could sell it out of his own store.
For real, though.
He hasn't done it yet. Like, that would be the perfect thing.
Bring it back, bro.
Bring it back.
Holy.
Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We are pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch a slip-in, hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. We do have an error from last week.
Yes, we do.
It's not really like an error. It's like an edit. From at Troy underscore Alexander.
From he's AKA March Magnus Maxness every day of the year.
Yeah, for real though. Like
crazy.
Yeah, for the countdown, like the December countdown. Yeah. He just wore Air Maxes. Yeah,
I'm not surprised that he was the one.
Yeah,
to,
I'm glad
to,
he was
to
the
call
one.
Us out on this. Yeah, if it was gonna be anyone, it should have been him. Yeah. He let us know that we missed the Air Max Zero OG that released in 2016 prior to the Atmos Elephant.
Yeah, the Navy joints.
When we were trying to figure out all the Air Max Day releases.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are dope too.
Yeah, I actually lined up for those, so I don't know how I forgot.
You have them?
It was the yellow one, and I actually got rid of them the year after to acquire the Atmos 3s.
Nice.
It was part of a big trade that I made to get the Atmos 3s the year after. Kind of ironic. I didn't even realize that until right now. Wow. And again, B Raza from Australia.
Wow.
He's back. So this was in response to the fire round question from last week that we had from Dante. Mm. He says, yo, you guys talked about the worst condition your shoes have been in.
Been in.
I was at the airport last year with my fam and parents-in-law. This is a good story, by the way. Like, he had me on edge. Mm-hmm. We were heading to the Phil's for a wedding. Mm-hmm. After our McDonald's breakfast, my wife and her dad went looking around the shops. Mm-hmm. The mother-in-law drank her coffee, and I played with my phone while my daughter slept in my arms. All of a sudden, I hear a scream.
Oh.
The coffee had spilled, and where did it land? All over my shoes. Can you imagine in the airport, too?
What were they?
My first question, I asked what they were. Just the Air Max 98 Supreme Obsidians.
No okay. Big deal.
Just some Supreme 98s.
They're 98s. Obsidians, though.
But there's a lot of gray mesh on there.
But they're Obsidians. They're
and
fine.
And I can't imagine that the gray mesh paired well with the brown... Black coffee.
That's when you just spill coffee all over the mesh.
You just, customize it. Yeah. Right there in the airport, just like on the floor. Screw it. Sorry for your loss. Yeah, rest in peace. Thoughts and prayers. So the new segment that I want to introduce.
Yeah.
It's called NSR.
NSR.
Not sneaker related.
Correct. So we talk about shoes a lot. So in this new weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant from the world of sneakers.
Uh-oh.
What I want to do is I want to take turns weekly. So obviously I took the first one because I wanted to spring it on you guys. But we'll kind of rotate through choosing a topic. And then it'll just be discussed for 30 seconds. Okay. And then that's why I have the soundboard open so I can do a bell so we know when the 30 seconds has expired. And then after that, we're just going to move on and talk about sneakers again. Okay. So I'm going to start a timer on my phone. It's already open. And my topic that I want to talk about this week is Ontario schools will be banning cell phone use in class as of the new school year in September.
Perfect.
Why did it take this long?
Should have been from time.
Yeah. Like, for real, why did it take so long? Yeah, I was going to say, as having a kid who is in school, what do you think about this?
I'm all for it, man. Like,
do you think he's on his phone in school?
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, because he's not. There's no data.
Oh, true. There's no Wi-Fi in schools?
No. Well, he doesn't. He's not connected to Wi-Fi.
I saw on a SixBuzz comment earlier today, someone said, how am I going to take pictures of the board now? And I was literally just like,
wow.
Pen meet paper. And time is up. next up, promos. Air Max Madness. Is on to round two.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy upset.
Did you see some of the pairings that we had for today as of Tuesday?
Yes.
Like, it was crazy.
It was stupid.
Like, I actually sat there on my phone, like, staring at them. Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
The pairings. I didn't even see it.
Slash, I kind of cheated.
You did one and one, didn't
for the,
you?
For the ones that I struggled in, for example, it was two Air Max ones.
Today, the one that I struggled with was the Air Max Day with the Volt Soul Air Max 1 and the Easter 180. I didn't know which one to choose, and I chose the 180.
I chose the 180 as well.
Yeah.
I struggled with the Viotex and the Keep Ripping Stop.
Keep Ripping Stop Slipping.
Yeah, those were a struggle. So on Canada Got Soul, I voted for the Viotex. On Josh's, I voted for the other one. But that was the only one I struggled with.
You didn't want to cheat on anybody.
The last one, too. The 112 pack. Yeah. And then the cherry woods.
Those are so close right now.
Oh my God.
I checked the voting earlier and they were like dumb close.
They're not pretty close.
No?
No.
Earlier they were dumb close.
No,
I voted for the 112.
Same.
Are they winning?
Well, I voted for the 112 on Canada Got Soul.
The 112 is winning?
The 112 is winning.
That's surprising.
No, it's not.
It's not.
You don't think so?
I just saw it.
It's not winning.
I think it's not winning?
No.
I saw 56. No?
Well, there's ours and there's Josh's.
That's Josh's. This is ours.
Oh, okay, okay.
On ours, the 112 is losing.
Yeah.
But on Josh's, the 112 is winning.
Yeah.
That was probably
and we had a tie. Like, somehow we had a tie in the 50-50? First round. Like, that was crazy. I don't even know how that happened.
It was the 95 and...
Yeah, it was the Para 95 and something else. Yeah.
It was a Pata.
Ooh, this one's close.
Air Max 1.
The Black Tiger Camo and the...
Oh, yeah. Those ones, when I checked last, were exactly 50-50.
That's like...
Yeah, like dumb close.
Huff all day,
and it's only the friggin' like first day of round two, and they're crazy. And there's been some dumb upsets too. Yeah. Kid Robots out in the first round.
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw Homegrowns.
Homegrowns out in the first round.
Like, yeah, but who was that was an upset because the other pair that was with the Homegrowns was just like a meh.
Yeah, there's been a lot of upsets, like, but I mean, I guess it shows the demographics of who's following us. Yeah, I don't know.
Do your research. And Google the damn shoe so you can see more pictures.
True story. Yeah. They're very small pictures. Please look into them. Because
if you don't know
this is important. This is important to me, okay?
For real though, like.
This is like your biannual whatever elections, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is more important than if it's going to be Trudeau or whoever the hell he's going against. Like, please do your research. And also, happy first birthday to True to Size.
Oh,
I had to do it one time. Wow. I needed to do it one time. that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
One year. One year as of three days ago. But when this drops, it'll be
Saturday.
A week ago. Yeah.
1 year as of the Saturday when the 51st episode dropped.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that was the 9th, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 days ago or a week ago if you're listening to this. That's crazy that we made it a year. That's
it's not.
It's crazy and not crazy at the same time. I'm proud of us, though. We did it.
Sure.
Still going strong. Here's to at least 20 more years.
Yeah.
Here's to episode 1,000.
Episode 1,000.
That's next week.
Comes. We got some recording to do that. So next up, kind of to lead us into our main discussion, one of our main discussions, I guess. Soul poll time.
I saw that.
So the first question on the soul poll was original boxes or drop fronts? So I think all of us have original boxes, correct?
I do.
Joel has a couple of those Tupperwares over there, but are those just pairs that you don't have boxes for anymore, or?
No, those are pairs that, well, pretty much 50-50, like I don't have it, and ones I just want to keep.
Separate?
Yeah.
Because I know that I have your box for the Atmos Beast or Animal Pack.
The Supreme?
Yeah. You see, the 180s you sold me came in that box. And I was like, you don't want the box for
these,
man.
I remember. Yeah,
if you ever need it, they have it.
Okay.
If you want to sell them, which I know you don't. What do you guys think the results of the soul poll was? Do you think our listeners or followers are drop front mans or OG box people?
I don't know, yo. Might be an OG box thing.
OG box thing, yeah.
Not going to lie, though. I'm like, I've recently come to realize that my sneakers don't fit in the spare bedroom anymore.
Oh.
Because they're no longer just in the closet.
Mm.
There's now a big stack right beside the closet.
You're just hoping Sasha doesn't notice it?
No, she knows.
Oh, okay.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault. It's really not.
Like, I kind of want to, and at the same time, in the morning when I want to pick my shoes, it's tough because, like, I got to
Don't talk about this. Wait till later.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut you off right now. It's going to come up.
fine.
This is just drop fronts or original.
OG. I want to say 50-50.
You think it's 50-50?
I'm hoping OG boxes, though. But
with a resounding 81%, 83%, ooh, someone just voted.
Damn, that was a big vote.
That was a big vote.
Original boxes,
nice,
for 83% of our followers.
It just looks cool.
It really does, yeah, look so cool.
Yeah.
And next, there was a double soul pole.
I saw.
A soul pole pole. Sneaker shelving or stacked on the floor? What do you guys have? What do you do?
Joel?
I got like...
You got both.
75, 25.
75% yeah, stacked, 75 stacked on the floor.
25 on shelf.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm like a 60-40.
So you do have shelves as well?
I think I have the same shelves as Joel, but because it's in the closet, I only have the bottom two tiers.
And then on top it's just
stacks. And then the closet shelving has shoes on top,
like
of
on the top of the closet. Yeah. Yeah,
and that's just stacks.
Got it. I'm the same as I guess both of you guys. I'm pretty close to 50-50. Like some of it's in the closet, some of it's out 50-50. Of the closet. Yes.
I see it.
It's pretty much 50-50. What do you guys think the followers are messing with?
Stacks.
Shelves or stacked on the ground?
Both.
Both? There's no both.
Kaya says both.
I say stacked.
Kaya says You think they're stacked on the ground?
Stacked.
What about you? There was a bunch of people who replied with both.
Yeah.
But
the votes count.
The votes count.
Let's see.
Yeah.
So with 68% of our followers have sneaker shelves.
Nice.
Yeah, which is good.
It's
a good investment. Very good investment.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's in the basement.
Especially.
You want to have that like base layer.
You want to be off the ground.
In case there is a flood.
100%.
Just in case.
Knock on wood, but 100% with that. Yeah, no floods for anybody.
Yeah.
Knock on wood for
knock
you.
Knock on wood.
So the main discussion, as I alluded to earlier and have worked up to with our soul poll, stacks.
Stack us.
So this was inspired by me. this last weekend, I kind of reorganized like my stacks. I moved some stuff around. I had all my Air Maxes like in the closet on the ground, like just like you said, just kind of stacked in the corner, all packed up in there. And it made it so hard to get them out that I never wore them. But all the pairs that I had on my shelves that were easy access, I never wore. Like they weren't pairs I wear often. It was like foam posits and Nike basketball stuff that I'm just keeping because it's sentimental.
Yeah.
So I was like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
So I switched them, and then it got me thinking like, there's obviously a better way to do it in my opinion, which I think is the shoe shelves is obviously the better. If you have space permitting is the way better way to do it. So why don't you guys give a rundown? You guys already gave like a preview. Why don't you give a full rundown on how your sneakers are stacked and stored? Joel, go. For all the listeners who can't see it like we can right now.
The way mine is stacked is that, like you said, I got the ones that I don't wear as much that just sit at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much like my anchor to like the other boxes that are like tipping over and stuff like that.
The weak boxes?
Yeah, the weak boxes.
I hate those boxes.
Yeah, man. And pretty much it's just like, you know, ones that I just, well, Air Max month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I got one stack. It's just strictly like Air Maxes that I'm going to go through.
Mm.
And then, you know, the stack beside it is pretty much the same. And the ones that I've worn already, it gets recycled like to the back of the stacks kind of.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So I've worn them already. So right now they go back into the shelves.
Got it.
So true. Those are the ones that I've
got like a whole rotation system going on.
Yeah, pretty much, right? I just did it like a couple days ago.
That's not surprising to me, to be honest, that you have that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's like,
of all people to have that system, it would be you.
Yeah, like some people that have like, they have the time and they have the printing paper to print out pictures of the
shoes. And put it on the box.
And the ink?
Put
them
on the
box.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
And the ink, for real.
Like with me, I just like to, if I, you know, I read the colorways.
Yeah.
So the colorways is like, okay, this is what I need to get. This is what I have to, you know. Mm. Otherwise, I'll just write my cuff quakes and whatnot.
On the box.
On the box. So it's like, you know.
Facts.
Easy to get. So.
What about you, Alvin? How is your stuff stacked? What are your stacks looking like?
So like the top shelf in the closet, I usually have my Jordans.
Okay.
And then those are organized from all my ones, left to right. All my ones in a stack. All the threes in the stack, and then whatever other Jordans I have left.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have my SBs up there, or like a few of my SBs and then the blazers that I have. And then if you go down into the closet.
To the shelving.
To the quote unquote shelving.
Plexi shelving.
Yeah. It's like the Walmart shelving.
Yeah.
It's like
we all have the same thing. Yeah.
That first top section, which probably holds a good chunk, are all my Air Maxes. Mm-hmm. And then on that bottom section, I have like Huaraches and Kobe 8s. And a pair of Air Forces. Mm-hmm. And then to the side of that, because there was room because the shelf didn't take up another stack. The whole closet are my New Balance, Saucony's, and like the miscellaneous brands. Mm-hmm. And then the stack on the outside of the closet that shouldn't be there.
Extra.
Are like boxes that I have from the rotation that I have, mm-hmm. or that are empty because I haven't put the shoes back yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then like the Under Armour kicks and all that good stuff. Mm.
True.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. I guess mine's a combination of both of yours. Now I like it a lot better. Like I'm excited to look for shoes now because it's actually fun. You know the feeling? Like, ooh, I can't wait to use my new system. So in my closet, similar to Alvin, is all my Jordans. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess most of my Jordans. On top, like the very top shelf, the same as you have, is all Jordan 3s. So it's probably 20 pairs of Jordan 3s. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a little nook in the side of the closet, which is all other Jordans, which is probably 8 feet tall, which is definitely super bad for the boxes at the bottom. Mm-hmm. In the closet, because there's no space for clothes, I literally just have like jerseys hanging there. And then I have one of those hang down things for t-shirts. I don't even know what you would call it.
Oh, like the things that you could fold, like the t-shirt.
Yeah, you fold the t-shirt and you just kind of slide it in.
Yeah.
And underneath the jerseys, which have now kind of stacked up into the jerseys, so the jerseys are like crunched up.
Yeah.
All the miscellaneous. I also have a miscellaneous section.
Yeah.
And to the right now, I have like Nike basketball, all the miscellaneous models. Mm-hmm. So the closet is pretty much just miscellaneous. Outside the closet, I have two of these big PVC shelves. And it's the left one is all dunks, like only dunks. And it's probably 50 pairs or so. Mm-hmm. And then the right is mostly Air Maxes. And then whatever else fit properly, space wise, whatever was going to fit. And then the basement, I fucked up, man. I have shoes in the basement now. It's bad. Mm. It's literally just stuff that I know I'm not going to wear that often, or it's like seasonal, or I'm keeping it for a while and I want to wait a year or whatever. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not good, man. We
gotta get rid of some shit.
We got stacks like the International House of Pancakes out here, bro.
Out here.
Yep.
So you guys kind of already mentioned it a little bit, but if you want to go deeper into it, do you have a specific order? Alvin kind of got very specific, but do you have an order, Joel? Like other than constant rotation stuff, like all this other stuff over here, is it in any order or organized at all?
No, like I got my Asics on one pile. I got my Sauconys at the bottom, Adidas. That's how it is, pretty much.
So it's sorted by brand?
Yeah, and I got my SBs up there mixed in with the Air Maxes. Like the, what do you call it? Like the specialty boxes, like the really heavy, sturdy boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are at the bottom, like the special
boxes. The slide-out boxes are perfect for the bottom pairs.
Yeah, like I have a couple of the DMP, or not DMP, the...
Countdown pack?
The countdown pack, I have those boxes still lying around. So those work well as like
absolutely
as an anchor kind of thing.
It's funny because I feel like all of us, if someone were to walk into our closet, they'd be like, this is a mess. Mm, but I bet you any of us could literally be like pinpoint where any shoe is at any given time. 100%. Mm-hmm. It's like organized chaos.
Yeah.
So as you guys also mentioned, the bottom pairs. Mm-hmm. Why are they bottom pairs? Like, why are they at the bottom of the stack? For Joel first, because he seems to have a...
They don't get worn as much.
Okay, so it's like frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So when you wear a pair, obviously it goes to the top.
Yeah.
So like it's like a constant rotation. Mm-hmm. But then the bottom pairs are just kind of stuck down there.
The bottom pairs is like...
infinity?
Yeah, like they'll see the light of day like every now and then, I guess.
Like the annual wear.
Yeah. countdown.
Countdown.
But yeah, man. That's the way I stack my stuff.
So you think it's like less love, or it's literally just like...
They do get love, but...
Just not as much love.
not as much love. They get love for being at the bottom.
Yeah.
They serve their purpose. Holding up the stacks.
It's funny because when I was going through it, like I took everything out and was putting everything back in. And there was like pairs I was purposely like, I don't want to sell this because I wanted it to be a bottom pair.
Right.
I wanted it to be at the bottom because something's got to be at the bottom. And I'm going to put something really cool at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you need specific pairs to be at the bottom of the stacks if you don't have the shelving, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you have these kind of pairs, Alvin? Do you have bottom pairs? Mm-hmm.
They're not bottom pairs, but I put them on the bottom because their boxes are dope. Like, dope in the sense that they're sturdy. Nike ID boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
mad sturdy. They're huge.
Crazy. Yeah.
But they're also, like, stupid sturdy. Mm-hmm. What else is a bottom pair? I have, like, those Kith Puma collabs.
Yep. Mm.
Those boxes are stupid sturdy. Yeah. Like, they're big boxes.
Yeah.
But they're like...
So they're perfect for the bottom.
They're bottom. Yeah, they're bottom boxes for sure. And it's not like I don't hold them to... it's not that I don't like them. It's just that, man, like, I need sturdy boxes on the bottom or else that stack is going to fall.
You know what I mean? Also the same way. I think the Puma pair is it a slide-out box?
Both... no. The R698... that I have is a slide out.
Mm.
The other one's just a regular box.
I honestly think that every box should be a slide out box.
Yeah.
If every box was a slide out box, I would wear all my shoes often. Mm-hmm. Like, they're super sturdy and they're so easy to get at. Like, you can literally just like not even take the thing out and just slide it out and grab the shoe and then slide it back in.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it would be so handy. That's my plea to Nike. Please, more slide out boxes.
More slide out.
So then obviously with the bottom boxes, we get squished boxes.
Yeah.
Then what happens? Because once it's a squished box,
it can no longer be on the bottom.
Then it's a top pair.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden this poo-poo pair is at the top.
Yeah.
And then what do?
I don't know. You just fuck it. You should just say fuck
then,
it.
Then I'll just switch out the shoe and put it in
a different box.
True. There's that too.
Strong box, poo-poo pair. Okay.
So you're not like attached to the box for the shoe per se.
No,
as long as it's stored in some way and you know where it is.
Yeah,
it does depend on the box too.
Yeah.
But chances are a good box is not going to get squished as well.
Facts.
What about by the door pairs? Do your by the door pairs still have boxes?
Some of them?
Like that pair that you're just sliding on to go get the mail or run to get Kaya from the babysitter or like whatever.
Well, my Black Cement 3 box is now a box that holds like the inserts, like extra inserts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the cardboard things?
Like the cardboard things or the tissue paper that you put into the shoe.
Oh, you have
a
whole box of that?
Yeah, because just in case for some reason I misplace one.
You need an extra.
For a good shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that the Black Cement 3s aren't good, but they're just my door shoes now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if I need extra, like, you know, it's like a push-up bra.
If you're taking a picture and you want to stuff it, I know what you mean. You want to stuff the creases out.
And then you just got to, like, put a little bit of more paper in there or something, right? So that's why I have extra ones of those. Or sometimes you buy shoes at the outlet.
Then
they don't come with anything. Yeah. You're like, what?
The half.
Oh,
yeah. Man. You know what I mean? That's what that box. I still try to repurpose it just because
so
I love
it. Kept
those
it, but repurposed
boxes.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for the most part, do you keep those boxes or no?
Nah.
That's just dash it.
It's just
about,
extra.
What about you, Joel?
I'm the same way too, man.
Chuck it?
Yeah, I chuck it. Like, if they're going to be worn a lot, like my Humaras, they're going to get worn a lot.
Yeah.
I don't keep those boxes.
Especially like Vans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Vans are my door shoes for the most part. And, like, I don't need the box. They're never going back in the box.
So you would say that that's their permanent home. Like, they're not going anywhere else.
Nah.
Like,
they're not going
once
back.
Once it's a door shoe, it's been, like, banished to the door.
Yeah.
And it's never coming back into the closet.
Nah.
Like, the box is gone. It's, like, it's over for that shoe.
Yeah.
Like, it's been donated, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What about no box pairs, like you said? Do you replacement boxes? I know Joel obviously said he does. I know he does because I have one of his boxes.
Yeah.
Do you do replacement boxes?
If it's not a door shoe, yeah.
If it's not a door shoe, okay.
Yeah. Like I bought like those Olympic, those like special 180s back in the day that Jordan had in pictures and stuff.
Oh yeah.
There was the pink and the infrared.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was like that Concord pair.
Mm-hmm.
I bought those at the outlet.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the box. I like the top.
Yeah.
And I don't, those aren't a door shoe for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find replacement boxes for those.
Yeah.
So if it's not a door shoe and it doesn't have a box, it gets a box.
Yeah. Because it has to go into the stack. Yeah.
How do you, differentiate? Because Joel literally just writes.
I just write
in Sharpie. Yeah. Do you just know, or?
Okay, so for those specific two pairs.
See, I love that everyone has like a very specific method and story. Like this is so.
I wish this was a method. It was. I should write on them.
Oh.
So for those specific two pairs, I got them when I was still working at Foot.
Oh.
And you know when like someone just is like, I don't want the box, mm-hmm. and you just write sold mm-hmm. on the shoebox, mm-hmm. and then you throw it out?
Yep.
I had to, like, you know how like Virgil makes the boxes inside out?
Yeah.
I did that to those two boxes mm-hmm. because on the other side it was like sold and it would have the transaction number, the date.
It's just brown on the other side.
Yeah, so now it's just brown. I didn't write anything. So now when I want to wear either of the two, I have to look at it.
No, I'm like, hopefully by the time this airs, Alvin
will
have written on the box. Yeah. And we'll show everybody.
I'll just put one Concord.
That's your homework. That's your homework. Before Saturday, I'd like you to write on the box.
Nah, bro. No more homework, bro. I refuse.
So do you ever do like no box pairs on the separate rack? Because I know Alvin, when you first walk into his house, has about 600,000 pairs on an Amazon shoe rack to the left-hand side of the door.
That's the rotation.
That's just rotation.
That's the rotation.
That's the rotation. Like what I it's like a most worn to work /
okay.
Mm-hmm. shoes that I put in a rotation and just haven't had the time to put back in
the box. So it's not a door shoe.
No.
But it's by the
door.
Not
all of them.
Some of them are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some of those pairs have boxes still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not all of them.
No. It's because, like, yo, when we get home
from anywhere,
you just kick it off. And then Kai is usually sleeping.
Mm.
So I can't really, like, pick up the shoe.
Yeah.
And then there's just too many things for me to... Yeah. And I don't want to wear the shoe through the house and bring it all the way upstairs to the spare bedroom. Floors. You know what I mean? And it's, like, carpet and shit. That's... Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, they're just there, and then I'll put them up there so that it's like not gross when people walk into the door. Yeah. Like it's neat.
Yeah, it looks very cool. I mean? It looks sick. Yeah, that's so, why I didn't know if you had boxes for those ones or not because it looks sick.
Yeah, I feel like the ones that are higher in the shelf, mm-hmm. so the ones just after Sash's shoes,
mm-hmm.
those are like the ones with boxes. Like I would say the ones that have this the row of Air Jordan ones, the row of threes. Uh-huh. And 1-4. And then the row
the
of...
Fact that you can remember each row specifically.
Yeah. And then the row of... I think the row of Footscapes. Because I love the Footscapes. And those are like my go-to like work shoe.
Like you said, it's a door shoe, but not a door shoe.
Yeah. Those don't have boxes anymore.
Oh, okay.
So just because I know shoe. I'm going to wear those sure. They are a door shoe, but they're like a...
It's like a higher tier door shoe.
Yeah. So any shoes below tier. That specific tier don't have boxes.
You have levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's a threshold.
There's a strategy to that shelf.
There's a strategery.
So what's on the bottom?
The bottom.
Oh man, like those are like Vans. Dress shoes.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
The Vans are on the second last.
Second last. Yeah.
Okay.
Vans are second last. So they're close. With like a pair of Chucks. Yeah.
Get in there.
And on the bottom is like runners that. I haven't gone to the gym in a while, so they don't get any. They don't get
the dress
any play.
Shoes are stacked on top of the runners.
And then the dress shoes are there just in case there's a wedding. But I even then, like half the weddings I go to, you can wear sneakers too.
So basically, as it gets lower in the rack, it becomes less and less important to you.
And Kaya feels bad about those shoes. That's why she started crying.
Yeah, she's not happy with that.
Yeah.
I actually realized listening back to the episodes, every time we mention Kaya crying, you never actually hear it once we're done post-production, but we always comment on it.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
You have to have really good ears to hear it.
You really do. You have to have dad ears. And I can hear it.
Because I hear it every time. I was like, oh, we're going to say something about Kai. I just heard that.
Have you ever not bought a pair of shoes because they don't come with the box? Has it ever steered you away? No?
It depends on the shoe.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the shoe?
If it's just like a shoe I know I'm going to beat and there's no box, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
No?
If it's like a grail and there's no box, but it's a good price.
Yeah, if it's a grail, then definitely give me that, I'm buying it. Like, but like, you know what I mean? I find myself in the position where, especially the half boxes with no lid from the outlet, like
where
that has to be on the top of the stack at all times. Like you can't stack anything on top of that thing. And I don't want it. Like there's only so many of those you can have because how many stacks do you have, right? Like if Joel has 10 stacks, you can only have 10 half boxes. So I usually honestly just say fuck it. Like you said, it's either if it's a grail and I can't pass it up, then yes. But if otherwise, it has to be like a door shoe.
Actually, you know what? I was at the outlet 2 weeks ago. I was there for probably like, I went to just say hi.
Always.
But like with our just say hi's, they turn into like 2 hours. Because essentially.
And then they go into the back. And
yeah, like... I saw, who was there? Goose was there, aka Undiest. Who else was there? Ryan on board was there. Mm-hmm. The Mad Hatter. Mm-hmm. Bumped into Leo. Just everybody. And we just started talking for like forever. An hour.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, yo, maybe we should start shopping. I'm like, oh yeah, good idea. So I was walking Hashwall with Ryan. Mm-hmm. And he saw the, you know, that pack of 18s that released last year? There was a royal blue, red, the and I think the yellow.
Yep.
Yeah.
They had the royal blue ones in his size.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there was a debate that we had because they didn't have a top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I wouldn't have bought them.
Yeah. But he asked someone if they had some in the back and they did have them. Mm-hmm. So he still ended up buying them.
It's a feel good story.
Yeah. but so that's an example of like, you know, what you said, like if there's no like top.
For something like that, where it's kind of like a, like you said, there's tiers. If it's like a mid tier, no box or like no lid, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's to be either end of the spectrum.
Like a beater or a grail.
Yeah, it's either a beater or a grail. In between, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Beater or a grail. It's sitting by the door or it's sitting on a pedestal. Yeah. There's no in between.
And I feel like as you grow up, you're just like, nah, I don't need that.
Yeah. Because when I was younger, oh man.
Yeah, I would have bought that.
The hash wall. Are you dumb? Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
Yeah.
Would have gone in. So just to round this out, in a perfect world, what would your sneaker closet look like? Shout out to Sneaker Closet, but not really.
Shout out.
would it be drop fronts or would it be OG boxes?
Perfect world.
In a perfect world, money's not an object. Like, no, space doesn't matter. You have all the space in the world, all the money in the world. Would you do drop fronts?
So I had this idea. Kind of stupid, but I kind of liked it.
I know what you're going to say, and I agree.
So I had... So drop fronts, but I'm taking the...
No.
I'm taking like that front of the OG box.
Yeah.
Chopping it off
and then somehow getting it onto the drop front.
Like a little sleeve or something. That's kind of
somehow
cool.
Nice. So that, cause like I love the different colors and I don't want to say shapes cause drop fronts will all have the same shape. But like, you know when you have like a stack of SBs?
This just looks like a story right here.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So if I could somehow
keep that
story, but like have it more organized and then
sturdy.
Real talk, when you're trying to pull that middle pair out and it's a high stack like we see behind Joel right here.
Yeah, that shit's sneaker Jenga, bro. Yeah.
Real talk. Right? Like, nah. And then, yo, there's no way that you're trying to put that box right back when you're done using it. It's going right to the top.
And it's not a top pair.
And it's going to lose that... organization.
Yep.
Yeah.
So whereas if you had, because I love the story, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had a drop box where I could just cut out the front of that box and just somehow, I don't know, glue it, tape
like
it,
like
just
a have sleeve. That color. Yo, pad this shit right now, bro.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like
Canada got sold. We're gonna
easy done. Man. Boom.
All right, we're gonna do that.
Right.
But like, I feel like, cause like, imagine like just being able to take the band box. You don't want to get rid of that. Imagine if.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You still want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to access it so they can just pull it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just,
so
like,
it's just
drop
like.
Drop the front down and
pull
it out.
So, I mean, that would be totally cool because I still definitely want to see stacks of different colors and different boxes.
It looks so sick.
Yeah.
I also want easier access because I'm an older man's now.
Yeah.
And bending over is going to hurt my
sneaker Jenga, I lose every time.
Yeah. Real talk. So that's my, in a perfect rich ass motherfucking world, that's my
What about you, Joel?
I'm probably, I don't know. I like you said, I like the colors. Like, even with when Livestock first dropped their storefront.
Yeah.
And they had
the boxes.
Yeah. Background.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's, for me, it's the box, but I like what you're talking about.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's a dope idea.
Let's get it.
Man. And
yo, we need to like pitch that.
Like, have the front and like, I don't have to, like the way I do it. If I have to take something from the middle, I got to take 3-4.
Yeah,
off
exactly.
At the top.
Yeah. So it's fall on your face.
I'm so lazy for that. I just pull the whole thing out. Like, I'm just like, I pull it out and brace.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to fall on me?
I'll put my finger in the hole and then pull it. And then it starts caving
start
in.
Pushing the top.
It's like, oh shit. And you're grabbing, you're pushing it up with your elbow.
Yeah.
And then you always just end up wearing the pairs on the top.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get out. Yeah. It's always the dilemma, man.
Okay,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
See?
Well, yeah, man. That's a good idea, man.
Like, what I thought you were going to say was just a drop front that you can fit the whole shoebox in.
Then that, but then you still have to.
Because if the drop front folds down, just pull the box out. The whole box.
Yeah, but you still have to pull. That's like more work still, I feel.
It's more work, yeah, for sure. That's just where I thought you were going.
You know, it's
like, I don't
double,
know if, I just don't know. I love the idea. I just don't know if I could, like, decapitate all of my boxes. Like, I would feel so sad cutting off the front. Like, I feel like in a perfect world, because drop fronts, when it's all drop fronts, it also looks really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you shout look at girls Steamer like Sneaker Closet or, like, Kixology, like, from back in the day. I don't even know if she still has an Instagram anymore. But, like, her whole office is just all drop fronts on both sides, and it looks badass as hell.
Okay, but to defend Joel's way of just stacks, Skate the Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His shelves and stacks.
Yeah,
are like the most organized.
Yeah,
and they're all the same.
I think it's all custom made, though. I think he made the shelves himself too. Yeah,
still, it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. Man.
So then, perfect. Next up, would you do shelves or would you just have it stacked like Joel?
I would do my idea.
You would do drop fronts.
Drop fronts. Maybe like a base layer of shelves on the bottom.
Just so it's off the floor.
Just so it's off the floor, because I still have that thing in my head where it's like, fuck, it's gonna flood. Yeah. Like, fuck. So just a base layer on the bottom, and then just stack the rest, because you don't really need anything else in between.
Yeah. That's very true. What about you, Joel? What'd you do?
I don't know. I'd probably keep the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Probably add more. I'd probably add more shelves.
True.
And I don't know. I'd probably just do that, man.
Yeah.
I like the drop front. But like I said, if you were to do Alvin's idea, man, that'd
be perfect. Yeah.
Like, even just like leave the box tag, like cut the box tag off.
Yeah,
like,
even just a sticker. Yeah, something. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
just so it's got a little bit more than just like a bunch of plastic in a room.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I would look. Alvin's idea is dope. That's sick.
Yeah, man.
That's very much in a perfect world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I love, like, walking into Joel's basement is like a museum, man.
Yeah. There's like you want the nostalgia of seeing all the colors, and then you also want it to not bust down every time.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Pull out a box,
and then you don't want to like be afraid of ripping a box.
Yeah, I've done that before. Ripped off the front of a box. Yeah, I've done that, and then I had to throw the box out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Done. Bye.
Yeah, that's it.
So,
yeah, for real.
We'll see. We gotta patent that ASAP.
We do have to patent that.
Yeah, man.
And if anyone's listening to this, forget it.
No, they can't, because it's already on a pod.
It's true. We have evidence. Literally right now, we're creating evidence.
Patent is March 12th, 2019 at 9 p.m.
That's the patent.
Last up, to round out the episode, because it's Air Max month, we're kind of doing Air Max month topics every week. So this week, we asked everybody, which brand has the best Air Max collaboration catalog as a whole? So not just what's the best Air Max collaboration or who is the best at collaborating. Who has the best repertoire overall as a whole? Yeah. So let's obviously get your guys' answers first, and we'll end it with some write-ins from Instagram. What do you think, Joel? Air Max man?
I'd probably say Atmos.
That's your choice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, hands down.
They've been doing it for a long time, too.
Long time. And it's, I don't know, it just doesn't go into, like, the whole Air Max. They go into, like, everything else.
They do.
So it's not just, like, you know, and it's not just Nike, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably still stick with Air Max, Atmos.
I honestly, until we did Air Max Madness, that's what it's called? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a Viotech 95. Oh. I didn't know. And they look really cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Did they come out at the same time as the one? Like, it came out together? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. See? You learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. So you're going with Atmos?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Atmos.
What about you?
That was it. And then there's also Parapata.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is hard to debate against.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer here.
Yeah, I just feel like they're both amazing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. It's tough.
It's tough.
Because then, like Parapata use a different materials, right?
Mm. Yeah, that's a thing. Like, they're very... I mean, same with Atmos, though. Like, that Beast stuff and the Animal Pack. Yeah. Like, that's crazy stuff going on.
Yeah. I don't know. And just the colorways, too, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's tough. But those two, definitely, like, the top.
I think...
Regardless.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. In my opinion, anyway.
Like, I think it's them two. They're a top tier, and there's probably another smaller tier, and then everyone else just kind of falls below at the same level. So, comments on Instagram, real quick.
A ton.
A couple. Yeah, there was a bunch of comments. So from Konatsky, friend of the show,
yo,
he says Atmos is my fave, but for AMs, I'm gonna say Pada. Troy Alexander.
Kuya Troy.
We have to listen to what he has to say.
Yeah.
Atmos for sure. Pada has some of the most wearable though, which is very true. I agree with that. And that's just for Air Max 1. Dizzy Rascal and DQM for the Air Max 90.
Ooh.
Powerwall Collection was the greatest non-collab mass release of any shoe. That was a very thorough answer. Thank you,
like
Troy. Izzy's dad says Clot. Also a good answer.
Clot was good, too.
Another good answer from Huyen Nguyen, I think, or Huey Nguyen, sorry. He says, Atmos set the footprints, everyone else followed. Also a big fact. There was also a huge conversation between M. Campbell and Troy Alexander. M. Campbell said, gotta be Pada X Para. Example, Cherrywood, Amsterdam, Cords, Chlorophylls, Purple Denim, Albert Heijn, and those are just Air Max 1s. Troy responded, technically Para was not involved in half of those. If you want to see the rest of that conversation, it's like a 10-comment thread. Go to the post. Sneaker Closet says Pada .. no Atmos .. no Pada. Sneaker Life Husband says Atmos. And last up, probably the best answer I think we got, Chris Chu said Nike.
Nice.
Facts. Which,
I mean, he's right.
He's right.
Nike's been in on all those collabs. Like, there's one constant.
That's probably the best. Heavy I would have to agree, hands down.
Nike wins.
Nike
facts.
I said there was no right answer, but there is, and Chris found it.
That was it.
Thank you for reading between the lines, Chris.
Nice.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you guys are taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. CGS Talk is our Facebook group. We like to use it as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. That is www.facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. CanadaGotSoul.ca is where we post our reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. If you have any suggestions or questions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
I'm Alvin Quinn C, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 52 episodes, and please remember to rock your kicks. We have been CGS, and we are out. Peace. That was a good one.
That was good.
That was so fucking loud.